بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about Fatah Makkah and how Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم differentiated himself in terms of leadership. We spoke yesterday about what happened before they actually entered Makkah. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard or read, or all of you, the description of how Rasulullah ﷺ entered Makkah at the head of the army. He entered Makkah with his head bowed down low, to the extent that his blessed forehead, they say, was almost touching the pommel of the saddle. And he entered reciting the glory and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, La ilaha illallah wahda wa nasara abda wa hazama al-ahzab wahda. He said, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is alone. Sadaqa wa'ada. He said, Allah is true in his promise. Wa nasara abda. And he helped his slave. Wa hazama al-ahzab wahda. And he defeated the Confederates alone, by himself. Now, obviously this is unique. This is standing out in terms of how to behave when you have success and victory. In my view, this behavior and this incident is the tafsir of Surah Al-Asr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. No, of Surah إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, Surah Al-Nasr, not Asr, is the tafsir of Surah Al-Nasr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ يَفْوَاجَ فَصَبِّهِ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming, and when you see the people entering Islam in great numbers, يَذْخُرُونَ فِي دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَفْوَاجَ, then what must you do? Praise and glorify Allah. فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ, and ask for forgiveness. Make istighfar. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَابًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives. Now think about this. Why would you, here is a situation where you have done right and where Allah has helped you and you have succeeded. Glorify and praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, one can understand. What is the, where is the need to make istighfar? I mean, what mistake did you do? The istighfar is not because you made a mistake. The istighfar is to protect you from kibr. Is to protect you from pride. It's to protect you from what would amount to shirk, because then the person will say, this is my effort, this is my victory. You know, I made the effort, I did whatever I had to do, and so therefore I succeeded. It is to save you from that. The istighfar is to maintain the tawheed. And that is why the essence of tawakkul, I always say, tawakkul is the tawheed of the heart. What is tawakkul? Tawheed of the heart. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. Allah said, O you who believe, take the help of sabr and then salah. Sabri wa salah. Allah did not say sabr ma'a salah. Allah did not say salati wa sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, sabri wa salah. Allah did not say sabr and salah together, or salah first, then sabr. No. First sabr, then salah. Sabr is to make the maximum and total effort that you can possibly make in order to succeed. And then make salah as in what we prayed, but also salah in the meaning of dua. Ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if you see, after you make all the effort, then why are you making ruju' ila Allah? In order to save yourself from kibr, in order to save yourself from pride, in order to save yourself from saying that I am a self-made man and all this effort I did and therefore I succeeded, to save yourself from that, Allah is saying, make dua, because the reality is that no matter what effort you make, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees that you should be successful, you will not succeed. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's behavior here in Fatah Makkah is a tafsir of this surah, of Surah An-Nasr. And his behavior in Badr is a tafsir of this ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah which I recited, where sabr wa salah, he made all the arrangements and all the effort that needed to be done, and then he stood in salah and he said, Oh Allah help us, without your help we cannot succeed, and if you do not help us we will fail. So this is the essence of tawheed, tawakkul. This is tawakkul. Sometimes people feel the tawakkul means, and we have very, among the many wrong things that we have unfortunately learnt and imbibed, is this meaning of sabr, which we think sabr means to sit there and do nothing, to make no effort. We say, no, I am doing sabr. That is not sabr. To do nothing is not sabr. Right? A man comes, gets off his camel and comes to me, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, did you tie the camel? He said, no. I have tawakkul on Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go tie the camel, then make tawakkul on Allah. Why? Was he lacking in tawakkul, na'uzubillah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He is teaching the man what is tawakkul. Tawakkul is not to say that I trust Allah without making effort. Tawakkul is to make the effort and then trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fact and understand, with the understanding that the effort can be successful only with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore he makes the effort. But why is he making the effort? Because this is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, وَابْتَقُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, that when you finish your salah, Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah said, go and search for the fadl of Allah. Allah did not say, after you finish Jum'ah, sit in the masjid and the fadl of Allah will come to you. No. Allah said, when you finish the Jum'ah, what did he say before Jum'ah? وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ وَإِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ. Allah said, when you hear the adhan of salah of a Jum'ah, and this applies to all salawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, leave your way, run towards the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave your business. And once the salah is over, then go search for the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So making effort is very much part of deen. Unfortunately, we have been misguided and we have misguided ourselves, where we feel that this dunya, we should just leave this dunya and forget about this dunya and do not concern yourself with this dunya. This dunya is something which we should totally and completely concern ourselves with. Because this is the, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ad-dunya, he said, mazarul akhirah, he said, this is the cultivation for the akhirah. These are the fields. You want tomorrow, you want a good harvest, what must you do? Concentrate on the planting. If you are a farmer and you say, I am not concerned about the planting, I am only interested in the harvest. So you are mad, because if you don't plant, you will not get a harvest. How will you get a harvest? You say, no, there is no point in this, I am not interested. If you are not interested, you are not going to. I mean, if we do not make an effort in this life, then how is the akhirah, how will you build your Jannah, and where will you plant the trees in your Jannah, and how will you get the reward of the Akhirah? The reward of the Akhirah comes from here. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is the kheti. He said, this is the cultivation, these are the fields. Work in these fields. The issue is not to leave the dunya, but to live in the dunya in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to live. Today we have, may Allah protect us. When we live in the dunya today, we do all kinds of haram. Now that is the problem. The issue is not to leave the haram. Leave the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not leave the dunya. Allah sent us into this dunya to run this dunya. Allah sent us into this dunya. That is why Allah sent us the whole sharia. He sent us the whole complete law that is the hallmark of Islam. Nobody has this law. The hallmark of Islam is a complete law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent of how this world, this our life is to be run. There are two people who have a law. One is the Jews and the second one is the Muslims. The Christians have no law. The Jewish law applies to the Christians, but the Christians rejected that. They don't take the Old Testament. They rejected the law. The Jews, unfortunately, they changed the law. And they brought the Talmud and they made all kinds of changes in the law. So the law as it came, only one group has, and that is the Muslims. This law came for what? For this dunya. Take, for example, the laws of inheritance. It's for what? Inheritance of what? Property. To whom? To the people who are living. How do you do nikah? That is law. When do you do the nikah? In your khabar? The whole law of Islam applies to the dunya. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, live in this dunya, but live according to the way I have told you. And therefore, if you do that, then there will be barakah in your life. And this will result in a beautiful akhirah for you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to make this for us. And in order to show how is it to be done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, do it the way he is doing it. Just follow him. I am successful. I am hugely successful. Oh, whatever I wanted, I got. I made the effort. Everything worked for me. Now what must I do? Go with humility. Accept it with humility. Make tawbah wal istighfar. Where is the example for this? See Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he enter Makkah? This is the beauty of the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a living tafsir of the Quran al-Karim. The life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the tafsir of the Quran. It is the explanation of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is how he stood out. That is how he entered Makkah, and that is how he conducted himself at a time when he was absolutely on the peak. This was the peak of success. There could be nothing else better than that, but this is the way he behaved. Not with arrogance, not with force, not with cruelty, not even, as I keep on saying again and again, he did not even seek compensation for what had been taken from him and his people. That is the meaning of dignity. We don't ask even for that. We don't ask anybody. We ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to enable us to bring it in our lives so that our lives may be full of barakah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmat.